In the cool Catawba River mist, there's excitement in the air. From Lake Hickory shores across Unifor, it's spreading everywhere. From the young folks to the old folks, it's a feeling they can't hide. Since the crawdads came to Hickory, this whole town's filled with pride. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad baseball, Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. There's an old rebel spirit in every part of Friends Stadium. So let's stand and cheer, cause the dads are here and the fight has just begun. And to those who should oppose us, well, let them know this law. When you tangle with a crawdad, you're gonna feel the claw. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad baseball, Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. So come out to the ballpark for some good old-fashioned fun. Join your friends and family, the good times have just begun. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad baseball, Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. Hickory's own number one hometown baseball
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Coming soon to L.P. Franz Stadium, the Hickory Goat Carts, the Crawdads' newest alternate identity that honors the city's ties with wagon making and racing. They'll take the field for three games in June. The weekend will kick off with a fireworks show on Friday, June 6th, a hat giveaway and a post-game concert on Saturday the 7th. You can get your tickets for the Hickory Goat Carts and all of our fabulous 2025 promotions by calling 828-322-3000. That's 828-322-3000. Hickory Crawdads Baseball.
Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team.
The sweet.
Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdad's home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdad's baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, I'm Douglas LoCascio, general manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Hickory Crawdads Broadcast Network.
It's time for Crawdads pregame as we take a look at last night's action and set the scene for tonight's contest. Let's go to the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Good evening. We welcome you to LP Franz Stadium on a Wednesday evening as it's game two of the six-game set between the Salem Red Sox as they take on your Hickory Crawdads tonight inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth. This is Brian Rushing. Happy to have you along for the second game of the series between the Class A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox organization and the Class A affiliate of the Texas Rangers, your Hickory Crawdads. Last night, a 12-6 win for the Salem Red Sox as they scored a trio of four-run innings in the second, third, and sixth inning. Had a 12-1 lead going into the eighth inning, into the late innings, I should say, but it was the Crawdads that would scratch across two runs in the second, three in the third, to close the gap a little bit. A 12-6 loss nonetheless. This is a club that will send Jabril Easley to the field tonight. He'll be on the bump for the Hickory Crawdads. He'll be facing off against Brandon Clark, the young man out of Virginia. We come back on the other side of the break. We'll give you a little more insight as to the starting lineup this evening, the pitching matchups, and everything you need for a 7 o'clock first pitch between the Hickory Crawdads taking on the Salem Red Sox. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Back here at LP Franz Stadium, tonight is a Copa night here at the ballpark, the second time this year that the Hickory Crawdads will be the Llamas de Hickory tonight, as it'll be the Copa night against the Salem Red Sox. These two clubs will meet 12 times this season. They'll be meeting again for six games up in Salem, Virginia. That'll be from July 24th to the 28th when they'll face off against each other. Tonight, game two of the six-game series, as the Llamas de Hickory want to settle the score after last night's 12-6 loss to the Salem Red Sox. The Red Sox last night pounded out 11 hits. And for the longest time, the Crawdads were one hit throughout much of the ballgame. They would eventually get the bats going. Hopefully that will be a continuation for tonight of what we saw late in the game yesterday, as Jabril Easley will get the baseball. The last time that we saw Jabril Easley dealing here for the Hickory Crawdads, that was back on April the 8th, as the young man put together a sensational effort. Four innings, he faced 12 batters, retired all of them in the no-hitter for the Hickory Crawdads, as he'll get the start tonight for Hickory. He comes in with a 1-1 record, a 1.29 ERA, making just his second start on the season. His opposition tonight is going to be Brandon Clark. Brandon Clark comes into this contest. The young man has put together a small window of activity this year that looks very, very substantial. Brandon Clark has no record on the season. A 1.42 ERA. He'll be making his third start tonight. In 6 1/3 innings pitched, he's allowed 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned, as the young man put together a very solid effort in his first time out against Fredericksburg. It's Fredericksburg. He went 4 innings. In that 4 innings, he struck out 5 batters. He was very solid in that no decision. This is a young man that is a top 30 prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization, and he'll get an opportunity to face off against the Llamas de Hickory tonight in game 2 of these 12 games between the two clubs this season. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for both teams tonight, as the Salem Red Sox will look like this. Franklin Arias will lead off. He'll be the shortstop this evening. Last night he went 0-for-4 with a walk. Yoelin Cespedes bats second. He's over at second base. Last night he was 1-for-4 with a walk and a run scored. Batting third, Antonio Anderson. He was over at third base last night. He's going to be the designated hitter this evening. Last night he was 1-for-4 with a double, 2 runs driven in, and a run scored. Batting cleanup will be Claver Salazar. He's going to be doing the catching this evening. Last evening for Salazar, went 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored and a walk in that 12-6 win. Friele Encarnacion will bat fifth. He's over at first base. He was 2-for-5 with a pair of doubles, a pair of runs scored, and a pair of RBI for the Red Sox. Starlin Nunez will be over at third base. He did not play last night, so he'll get the start at the hot corner. Nathaniel Uten bats seventh. He was in right field last night. He's in left field tonight. Last night went 2-for-3 with a run scored, 3 runs batted in, as he really helped drive the Salem Red Sox club to victory last night. Karim Ayubi will be batting eighth. He's in right field. He's making his first appearance of the week here for the Salem Red Sox. And then Kelvin Diaz will bat ninth in center field. He was 2-for-4 last night with 2 runs scored. That's the lineup this evening. Arias, Cespedes, Anderson, Salazar, Encarnacion, Nunez, Uten, Ayubi, and Diaz will face off against Jabril Easley. Easley's numbers again look like this. 7 innings pitched, 5 hits, 2 runs. One of those runs are earned. He's walked a batter, struck out 7 so far on the season. So we flip the lineup card over. This is who Carlos Maldonado will have starting for the Hickory Crawdads this evening. Jeremy Cabrera will lead off. He'll be the center fielder. He'll be followed by Rafe Parrish, the third baseman this evening. Pablo Guerrero will bat third over at first base. Middle third of the order looks like this. Maxton Martin, who played in left field last night, he's going to get a start tonight. He's going to be the designated hitter. Baker Barroso will bat fifth. He's the catcher. Esteban Mejia will bat sixth at shortstop. Eric Alvarez bats seventh. He's the left fielder this evening. Luis Marquez will bat eighth at second base. And Hector Osorio will bat ninth in right field. So it's Cabrera, Parrish, Guerrero, Martin, Barroso, Mejia, Alvarez, Marquez, and Osorio for the Llamas de Hickory tonight. Brandon Clark comes into this matchup, as I mentioned, no record on the year, making his third start, a 1.42 ERA with 6 1/3 innings. He's walked a batter. He struck out 11, an 0.91 average against. So an opportunity for the Llamas to really bite into the numbers of the impressive start so far for Brandon Clark. When we come back on the other side of the break, we'll take a look at the full slate of action tonight in the Carolina League and major league games of interest that we'll be covering throughout the course of tonight's action. We're just a few minutes away from the start of action here on this Wednesday night. When we come back on the Black Tie Transportation pregame show, we'll be that much closer to first pitch. We'll be back in just a bit.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Final segment here on the Black Tie Transportation pregame show on this Wednesday night. Let's take a look at around the Carolina League for tonight's action going on. We do have one final already. Charleston, South Carolina beat Fredericksburg 6-2 today. They played an 11 a.m. matinee up in Fredericksburg as the River Dogs win 6-2. The other games in the league, we've got a couple of games underway already. That's Fayetteville over in Lynchburg and then Kannapolis down in Myrtle Beach playing. That was a 6:30 and a 6:35 start, respectively. At 7:05, Augusta takes on Delmarva this evening, followed by Carolina down in the state capital of South Carolina, down in Columbia, against the Fireflies. So that's the other action that we'll have in the Carolina League. Earlier today in Major League Baseball, the Atlanta Braves beat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-1. Eli White with a 3-run homer in the 8th inning. It was his first of the season as the Atlanta Braves pick up the series win against the St. Louis Cardinals. Later on tonight, Seattle will be taking on Boston. That has started already, barely. Texas will be taking on the A's in West Sacramento at 10:05 tonight. When we come back on the other side of the timeout, we'll have first pitch action on a Wednesday night. It's the Llamas de Hickory taking on the Salem Red Sox here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads. www.HickoryCrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. Baseball fans, you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, and Black Tie Transportation. We take you now to the Sunbelt Rentals radio booth It's time for Crawdads Baseball on the Crawdads Radio Network.
And a pleasant good Wednesday evening to you here at LP Franz Stadium. Brian Rushing here with you inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth as it's the Llamas de Hickory, the Copa alternate identity for the Hickory Crawdads as they'll be taking on the Salem Red Sox this evening. A matchup with Jabril Easley getting the baseball for the Llamas. As Jabril Easley looking for win number two on the season. He comes in with a 1-1 record, a 1.29 ERA, making his second start on the season. This is a guy that truly impressed in the one time that he pitched here at LP Franz Stadium, as he was part of that April 9th no-hitter, that 6-0 win against the Augusta Green Jackets that will be in our memories for quite some time here at the Franz. As Jabril Easley, the right-hander out of Kansas University, will get his opportunity to face off against the Salem Red Sox for the first time in 2025. This is the lineup that he'll face off against this evening. Franklin Arias will lead off. He'll be the shortstop. Yoelin Cespedes will be the second batter. He'll be playing second base this evening. Antonio Anderson will be the designated hitter, batting third. Middle third of the order, Claver Salazar, the catcher. Friele Encarnacion at first base. Starlin Nunez over at third base. Bottom third of the order, Nathaniel Uten, the left fielder. Karim Ayubi in right field. And then the center fielder, Kelvin Diaz. For Jabril Easley. Easley, a 6'2", 245-pound right-hander out of South Bend, Indiana. However, spent a good bit of time in Oklahoma, as this is a young man that is certainly impressed in the early going for this Llamas de Hickory club, and I anticipate with every assurance tonight he's probably going to continue this early good run of pitching for the Llamas on this Wednesday night. As Franklin Arias is in the box, and we're about ready for first pitch action here. 77 degrees our start this evening, as Easley's first pitch is fouled straight back at 7:02 p.m. So glad you could be a part of this broadcast on this Wednesday evening. Arias comes in a 350 hitter, no homers, 7 runs driven in on the year. This is Jabril Easley, breaking ball, taken for a strike. We'll get to the defensive alignments here in just a moment. Few changes made by Carlos Maldonado in his lineup card this evening. It's Easley. The 0-2. The pitch. Is that ball? It's going to be lifted high. Rafe Parrish trying to navigate. That ball's going to land about 4 rows back in the seats. And it'll be a souvenir for a youngster over on the third base side. LP Franz Stadium. A cloudy evening. I got to the ballpark and the clouds had all but gone away. It was clear blue skies. However, in the 2 hours plus of getting here to now, it's gotten overcast. Not in a rainy sort of way. I don't think we're going to have to deal with raindrops in any profound way, as that ball's lifted over to first base side, and it's going to be a foul ball, keeping the count at 0-2. But it is cloudy. The lights are already on at the ballpark. And in that regard, we'll probably see the light of day fade out a little faster than normal on this Wednesday night. Easley delivers. Breaking ball taken for strike three as he buckled the knees of Franklin Arias. It's his first strikeout of the night. There's one down for the Llamas here in the top of the first inning, and that's going to bring up Yoelin Cespedes. Cespedes, a 189 hitter. No homers, 4 RBI on the season. Last night, 1-for-4 with a walk and a run scored. Easley, the offering. Fastball at 95. Elevated out of the zone. Cut on and missed by Cespedes. Easley can dial it up. Make no mistake about it. So the breaking ball misses at 85. Easley, a non-drafted free agent from last year. Which tells you there's still quite a bit of value in the free agent market after the draft comes to a close. And this is where a player like Jabril Easley gets a chance and can make the most of it, as the count is 1-2 against Yoelin Cespedes. The pitch, that ball drilled out to left field. It's going to stay in the yard. In fact, it's a humpback liner that's caught in left field by Eric Alvarez. There's two down in the opening inning. That's going to bring up Antonio Anderson. The defensive alignment looks like this for the Llamas. Eric Alvarez is in left field. Jeremy Cabrera in center. Hector Osorio is swung over in right. The infield, Rafe Parrish at third base. Esteban Mejia at short. Luis Marquez at second. Pablo Guerrero over at first. It's the pitch from Easley at 95. Misses down to Antonio Anderson. Baker Barroso is the battery mate for Easley on this Wednesday night. Anderson, a 340 hitter. 11 RBI on the season as the pitch misses down. The umpires this evening, Dylan Reeves calling the balls and strikes, John Miller on the bases. Breaking ball misses down. Last night in the 12-6 win for Salem, Antonio Anderson 1-for-4 with a double, a run scored, and two runs driven in. Easley misses high. It's a four-pitch walk for Antonio Anderson. First base runner. The first walk surrendered by Easley, and that's going to bring up Claver Salazar. Salazar, a 250 hitter with three RBI. Went 2-for-4 last night with two runs scored and a walk. As the offense got to clicking early for Salem in last night's 12-6 win. Four runs in the second, four in the third, as that ball bounced out to Mejia. Mejia the throw across just in time to Guerrero. Salazar was busting it down the line, but it's a 6-3 ground out that ends the frame. Salem comes up scoreless in their first time at bat. When we return, the Llamas de Hickory take their first swings of the evening here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Coming soon to LP Franz Stadium, the Hickory Goat Carts, the Crawdads' newest alternate identity that honors the city's ties with wagon making and racing. They'll take the field for three games in June. The weekend will kick off with a fireworks show on Friday, June 6th, a hat giveaway and a post-game concert on Saturday the 7th. You can get your tickets for the Hickory Goat Carts and all of our fabulous 2025 promotions by calling 828-322-3000. That's 828-322-3000. Hickory Crawdads Baseball.
Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, I'm Douglas LoCascio, general manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Hickory Crawdads Broadcast Network.
Back here at LP Franz Stadium, bottom of the first inning, as Brandon Clark gets the baseball on this Wednesday evening. He'll face off against Jeremy Cabrera Rafe Parrish, Pablo Guerrero, that's the front third of the order. Maxton Martin, Baker Barroso, Esteban Mejia in the middle third. Eric Alvarez, Luis Marquez, and Hector Osorio in the back third. Young man out of Leesburg, Virginia, played for the State College of Florida, acquired last year in the fifth round of the 2024 draft. Pick 148. It's the left-hander, misses at 96. This is a guy that's fastball ranging anywhere from 96 to 99, a slider that's anywhere from 87 to 90, throws a sweeper and a change. The left-hander, wheels and fires. Fastball at 96, taken for a strike. Cabrera comes in with a 188 average with five runs driven in on the season. It's the pitch. It's a slider cut on and missed. At 87 miles an hour, the count 1-2. It's Cabrera in the left-handed batter's box. Waits on the 1-2 offering from the left-hander. The pitch. Looks like that might have been the sweeper. The count evens at two balls and two strikes. Last night, Jeremy Cabrera with a 1-for-4 night had a double, a walk, and a run scored. So I've got some interesting breakdown of the run output from this Salem ball club. As that pitch gets away from the catcher this evening, Claver Salazar, to run the count full. Had a chance to do some research. Because last night was a strange dichotomy for the Salem Red Sox, and it's been a pattern they've followed all season for the most part. The payoff pitch from Brandon Clark, he delivers. Fastball at 98, a strikeout of Jeremy Cabrera. Well, one thing's for sure, when you can rest on a 98-99 mile-an-hour fastball, that's quite the weapon to have. So Rafe Parrish will step to the plate, the switch hitter for the Llamas de Hickory. Comes to the plate, a 228 hitter, hit his third home run of the year last night out of the left-handed batter's box. A shot just over the Mountain Dew sign in right field. Clark delivers. Slider, 91 miles an hour. Kicks up a little chalk around the batter's boxes. Clark with a very deliberate move toward the plate as he raises his glove once he's ready and then starts to make the slow descent down the hill as the pitch misses high at 97. The count is 2-0. The defensive alignment looks like this in the outfield for Salem. Nathaniel Uten is in left field. Kelvin Diaz in center. Karim Ayubi is in right field. Clark, the 2-0. Catches the outside edge at 98. Count goes to 2-1. Starlin Nunez is over at third base. Franklin Arias at shortstop. Yoelin Cespedes at second base. And Friele Encarnacion is at first base. I mentioned Salazar, the battery mate for Clark. The 2-1 offering, here it comes. As that pitch is fouled straight back off the railing behind home plate at 98 miles an hour. And the count evens at 2-2. Clark wheels and fires the 2-2 offering. It's the slider cut on and missed. Parrish, strikeout victim, the second of the evening, and that brings up Pablo Guerrero. Guerrero, a 268 hitter with a home run, 7 RBI. Last night was 2-for-5 with two runs scored and a run batted in. This Hickory club got going a little too late last night as the breaking ball taken for a strike. So they would score five runs in their final two times up in the ballgame. But that was after they fell behind 12-1. The pitch to Guerrero, taking a little something off of that. That ball, slow roller out to second. Cespedes gets it over to first where Encarnacion is waiting just in time. The 4-3 putout puts an end to the first inning. We've played one here in Hickory. Llamas 0, Salem Red Sox 0. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Top of the second inning here at LP Franz Stadium. Brian Rushing here with you inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth on this Wednesday night as the Llamas taking on the Salem Red Sox as it's Copa night here on a Wednesday. Jabril Easley gave up a walk in the first inning, but that was it. Still face off against Fraile Encarnacion, Starlin Nunez, and Nathaniel Uten. It's the breaking ball. It's going to get tapped. Back to the backstop. LP Franz Stadium. Mentioned it a little bit last night, but it's something that I try to update with regularity because of the folks that may have never been to this ballpark, especially considering that this is the first foray for the Llamas or the Hickory Crawdads in the Carolina League. Jabril Easley going to ask for and receive a brand new baseball. LP Franz Stadium opened in 1993. It was the first year of the Crawdads' existence as they made their way from Gastonia, North Carolina. As that ball is going to get lifted up into the seats to my right as the count moves to 1-2. This Llamas club or the Crawdads came around at the time of the renaissance of minor league baseball back in the early to mid-90s. Easley, that pitch, 94, misses outside. Count evens at 2-2. Encarnacion, a .281 hitter with two home runs, 11 RBI. The ballpark, it's a natural surface. This time of the year, it can be a relatively fair ballpark when you compare it hitter versus pitcher. When it heats up in the summertime, it can be a healthy park to leave the yard in. So you would imagine the power numbers should grow a bit for this Llamas club. As that cut on and missed, Encarnacion, a strikeout victim. It's the second strikeout for Jabril Easley. And with one down, that brings up Starlin Nunez. 3.32 down each line. 375 in the gaps, 400 in dead center. There's a 10-foot high wall that goes all the way around the yard. There's a yellow line on top of that first wall, and that's all you've got to do is hit it over the first wall. As that ball's going to be tapped foul over on the first base side. Salem occupies the first base dugout, as do all the visitors here at LP Franz Stadium. The 0-1 from Easley. Change up. Nunez way out in front at 81 miles an hour. Count goes to 0-2. This evening, Salem Red Sox wearing what they wore last night, for the most part. It's the breaking ball. Cut on and miss. Back-to-back strikeouts for Easley. There's two down in the second inning, and that brings up Nathaniel Utamp. They're wearing the navy blue tops with Salem across the chest in an arc. Red numbers on the back outlined in white. The gray pants with the red piping stripe. Red belts. Red socks. Wearing the blue hats with the red S outlined in white. Similar looking to the Boston Red Sox. As the pitch is taken for a strike to Nathaniel Utan at 94 miles an hour. The Crawdads, or the Llamas this evening, wearing their Llamas jersey and the Llamas hat. I'll give you a description of that here in just a moment as time allows. Easley misses down. It's a black jersey with Llamas across the chest and the number in the lower left rib cage in teal. Teal is a major color in this outfit for the Llamas. The number on the back is teal with the white outline. As the breaking ball cut on and missed, count goes to 1-2. Then at the top of the jersey, there's a pattern of teals, fuchsias, yellows that go around the shoulders. They're stripes that go from one sleeve to the next. And then the hat is a black hat with a teal bill and a white quarter panel with the Llama logo on the front. As Nathaniel Utan swings and misses, he's a strikeout victim. Jabril Easley strikes out the side in the second. He's got four in the ballgame. We'll go to the bottom of the second. Here in Hickory, Llamas, Red Sox, scoreless on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads. www.HickoryCrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Back here at LP Franz Stadium, bottom of the second inning. For all of you tuning in on HickoryCrawdads.com to our audio component, we welcome you in. For those tuning in to MILB.TV and the Bally Live app, so glad you've joined us as Maxton Martin will lead off against Brandon Clark. As we've got a southpaw for Salem and a right-hander for Hickory that are throwing strikes at a high level. Here in the early going, as that first pitch grounded out to third, Martin is retired 5-3 to open up the second inning. As it'll be Martin, Barroso, and Mejia, the middle third of the order, against Brandon Clark. We talked about some of Brandon Clark's numbers as far as fastball, slider, sweeper, changeup, etc., etc. But this is a guy that very early on this year has put together significant control. One walk and 11 strikeouts, an 0.91 average against. Easily, not far off those numbers either. It's the breaking ball, misses. Easily came into this contest, one walk, 7 strikeouts. The ERA is very similar to one another. As there could be a high volume of swing and miss in this contest, at least in the early innings. It's the pitch at 98 taken for a strike. Barroso, a 250 hitter on the year. This is his first action of the week for the Llamas. The pitch, that ball hit sharply down toward Carlos Maldonado, but it's foul. Throughout the night, we'll update you on the Carolina League scoreboard. We'll give you some major league games of interest. Already one major league game that we keep track of on a nightly basis here. That's the Atlanta Braves, because they're the closest big league club to this Hickory, North Carolina. The pitch misses outside. Count goes to 2-0. One down here in the bottom of the second of a scoreless ball game. Zeros all around. It's the left-hander. Has the sign. Brings the glove in front of the eyes. Deliberately winds and fires as that pitch is going to be lifted. It's going to rattle around the rooftops or the underside of the rooftops and come back down into the seats off to my right. Clark. The 2-2. The fastball misses high, and there were some fans that were screaming for a pitch clock violation on Clark. And again, Clark has 15 seconds, 18 with a runner on, to deliver the pitch. So right now he's sitting at 4. And he begins the motion just in front of that, and there's going to be a walk as Baker Barroso draws the walk with one down here in the second inning. And that's going to bring up Esteban Mejia. Mejia, 176 hitter, was 1-for-4 in last night's contest. Seven hits last night for the Crawdads, and Mejia had the only base knock on the bottom half of the order. Everything else came from the top. The pitch. Barroso goes. The throw down to second is not in time. So Baker Barroso gets the stolen base. And that's an item. Especially early in this game with the way things seem to be going. Easley, as well as Clark, going to be very stingy as far as base runners. So runs could come at a premium here in these early innings. Can the Llamas take advantage with the runner in scoring position? It's the slider taken for a strike. It's the breaking ball. Misses. The count goes to 1-2. So Esteban Mejia in the box with one down here in the bottom of the second inning. Baker Barroso down at second. Here's the pitch. So that breaking ball is going to be tapped out in front. Clark will field it. The throw just in time as there's two down in the inning, getting over to third base is Baker Barroso. As Clark fielded the baseball, again, did it deliberately, and threw from basically a three-quarter arm slot over to first base. It's Clark, the 6'4 left-hander. Out of the Commonwealth of Virginia, playing in his home state. It's the pitch from Clark, misses down to Eric Alvarez. Alvarez, 0 for 3 on the season. As Alvarez has made just one game appearance prior to tonight. It's the 1-0. Catches the outside edge to even the count at 1-1. I mentioned that Brandon Clark played his JUCO baseball at the State College of Florida. It's that breaking ball. Rolled out to second. Fielded by Cespedes. The throw to first is in time. As the Llamas leave a runner on, we've played two innings here at LP Franz Stadium. We're scoreless on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the third inning, a scoreless ball game between the Llamas de Hickory and the Salem Red Sox on this Wednesday evening, the second of six games. This week's schedule will have five games starting at 7 o'clock, Tuesday through Saturday. All 7 o'clock starts. Sunday will be the matinee that closes out the series before the Hickory Crawdads go on the road to Columbia to take on the Fireflies. And then to Augusta to take on the Green Jackets as Kareem Ayoubi. Kareem Ayoubi will lead things off here in the top of the third inning. It'll be Ayoubi, Diaz, and Arias for the Salem Red Sox. Easily. His second offering is a ball. The count goes to 2-0. Now Ayoubi making his first appearance of the week against the Llamas. The pitch is going to be tapped foul over toward the Minions here at the ballpark tonight. You'll hear them, I'm sure, in some form or fashion throughout the course of the evening. Change up from Easley. 81 miles an hour. When you're sitting mid-90s fastball and then you pull the string at 81, it's almost unfair. Ayoubi. The count evens at 2-2. Is that pitch? Again, 82 miles an hour, swings and misses. Is that his four consecutive punch-outs for Jabril Easley? He's got five on the night, and with one down, that brings up Kelvin Diaz. Diaz last night, a 2-for-4 evening. with two runs scored. So I want to say hello to Will Howell, video production manager of the Salem Red Sox. Hat tip to him for sending me some information that his crew put together. And one of the things that really stood out in the notes that they sent me is the dichotomy of run scoring. It's the breaking ball cut on and missed by Diaz. The count goes even to 1-1. Last night we saw a Salem club score 4 runs in the second, 4 runs in the third, and then 4 in the sixth. So it got me to thinking. So the breaking ball misses. Count goes to 2-1. This is a Salem club that scores early more often than not. And then the opposition gets opportunities to climb back in the ballgame. It's the breaking ball cut on and missed. So the count evens at 2-2. And that's precisely what happened last night. Salem scored 4. Rafe Parrish hit his solo homer. It's a 4-1 ballgame. They came back with 4 more in the third, eventually took a 12-1 lead in the sixth. And then there was some slippage where Hickory scored 5 runs in the final 2 times at plate. As that pitch cut on and missed, it's Diaz, a strikeout victim. It's a half dozen punchies already for Easley. And we go back to the top of the order for Franklin Arias. So in doing a deeper dive, this is a Salem club that has scored 84 runs on the season. They've allowed 88. Now they've got a 6-10 record on the year. So what gives? It's the breaking ball. Easley never got on top of it. Count goes to 1-0. So they do good work in the odd innings. Now, I think there's a rationale for that that I'll get into in here in just a moment. Is that pitch taken for a strike? So he throws the changeup at 84. I think what occurs is when you get into those odd innings, more oftentimes than not, the top of your order is going to be up and hitting. And that's where the most production comes from, is that ball. It's going to be driven out to left center field, that notwithstanding, as it's going to be a two-out double for Franklin Arias. It's the first hit given up by Jabril Easley in the contest. But that's a part of what I was talking about. As Franklin Arias, the leadoff hitter, comes into the contest with a .350 average. If you take a look at this team batting average, they're batting .242 on the season. They were .238 coming into last night's game. But if you take away Franklin Arias and Antonio Anderson from the lineup, the team hits .204. It's dramatically different. And a lot of their impact is felt in those odd innings. It's not always the case, but more times than not, that's what you see. It's the breaking ball cut on and missed by Yoelin Cespedes. So they jump out early. In fact, one of their most pronounced inning outputs is right here in the third inning. They've outscored their opponents 19-6. It's the second time that a lot of these guys have had a chance to look at the pitcher, and they jump out to a lead at around this point. But things get interesting midway through the ballgame. And I'll lay that out as we get deeper into this contest. It's Easley. Looks back to second at Franklin Arias. The pitch is going to be lifted high. Parrish giving chase, as is Barroso. That's going to get into the seats. And that took a while to come down, and it came down with a lot of velocity. Fortunately, nobody was underneath it. Cespedes falls behind 1-2 here in the top of the third inning. It's Jabril Easley trying to keep the Red Sox off the board here in the third. The 1-2 offering misses down, smothered by Barroso. 2-ball, 2-strike count. The sun has made just a brief appearance out in the western sky, as you can see it reflecting off the right field wall here at LP Franz Stadium. For those that are here live, Cespedes waits on the 2-2. As that ball rolled out to the left side, fielded by Mejia. The throw, a bouncing throw. Guerrero gets to it just in time to retire the side. As Jabril Easley gives up a double, but he leaves the runner stranded. We've played 2.5 here in Hickory. The Llamas and the Red Sox, scoreless. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
Bottom of the third inning. His leading off will be Luis Marquez. In the scoreless ball game. Brandon Clark wheels and fires. Fastball at 97. On the outer third. Marquez, a 222 hitter on the year, seeing his first action against the Red Sox tonight. As it'll be Marquez, Osorio, and then Cabrera at the top of the order. It's the breaking ball, taken for strike two at 86 miles an hour. That was the slider. The 0-2 just misses outside. Clark, before being drafted last year, had committed to play baseball at the University of South Carolina for the Gamecocks. It was Paul Maneri's club. He's in his first year down in Columbia, South Carolina. And the Gamecocks, after winning national championships in the Ray Tanner era, have kind of fallen on some hard times, but I think Paul Maneri is going to ultimately take that Gamecocks team into a positive direction. As the throw to first is not going to be in time, as it's going to be a strikeout of Luis Marquez, but he reaches on the wild pitch. So the wild pitch for Brandon Clark will bring up Hector Osorio with a runner at first. And again, on a night like this, at least in the early going, this may be how you have to make your hay. You just find a way to get on, get over, and maybe get in. So Osorio seeing his first action of the week. So throw over to first. And I think there are several Southeastern Conference coaches that are very grateful that Brandon Clark decided to ply his trade professionally as opposed to going to the college route. Because he could wreck a guy's Friday night in a big, big way. Because I think it's fair to say this guy's got Friday night stuff. Clark delivers. It's the fastball at 97. Osorio couldn't hold up. Because you've got 97 coming out of the left side, bearing in on your thumbs as a left-hander. No thanks. Marquez takes the lead at first. Clark with what looks like the sweeper at 85 miles an hour misses outside. The count evens at 1-1. One hit in the ball game that came off the bat of Franklin Arias a half inning ago. As Marquez goes, the pitch misses outside. Salazar couldn't get a handle on it. It's the second stolen base for the Llamas de Hickory. It's a Crawdads club that now has 24 stolen bases on the season. Salem, they don't attempt that many steals by comparison. And the percentage has not been great. That ball is going to be lifted out to left center field, ranging over as Kelvin Diaz. He'll make the catch. And there's one down, and that'll take us back to the top of the order. A little bit later on in the broadcast, we'll make the broadcast interactive. We'll give you an opportunity to reach out to me with any questions you might have, or if you just want to say hello. And I'm already getting some of that activity, so I'll be sure to address those as they come through. Jeremy Cabrera will step to the plate, a strikeout victim his first time. Cabrera waits 96, taken high. Marquez down at second. Here's the 1-0. It's the slider at 87. Started at the hip of the left-handed hitter and broke back to the inner third. It's a young man that had a Tommy John surgery back in 2019 in high school. It's the sweeper. It's cut on and missed by Cabrera. Falls behind at 1-2. Made his debut against Fredericksburg on the 10th of April. It was his 22nd birthday. It was that pitch. Gets behind Cabrera, and it's going to plunk him. Marquez was going to third, but he's going to have to return to second. As Cabrera gets hit by the pitch, and that had to be the scariest possibility as Cabrera, when that ball gets behind you, the inclination is to want to lean back out of the way. There's nowhere to go when the pitch actually ends up behind you. As Rafe Parrish will step to the plate. With runners at first and second and one out. Parrish striking out on a breaking ball, his only time up in the ballgame. It's the fastball at 98, misses outside. It's the crowd here still filing in. I would imagine the crowds will improve progressively as we get deeper and deeper into the week. Breaking ball taken for a strike. Friday night is the night that at least the staff is really excited about when you've got a bunch of 20-something and early 30s folks working the ballpark. You get excited over something called 2000s night. It's the breaking ball, cut on and missed. I remember the 2000s, and I've forgotten the 2000s. Did a whole lot of parenting in that time. Don't remember much else outside of the parenting. The 1-2 pitch from Brandon Clark. He'll step off and take a look back to second as Marquez drifts back to the second base back. Rafe Parrish is drawing a pull shift from the right-hand side. Cespedes not too far off the bag, just to the right. It's the breaking ball, cut on and missed, and Parrish a strikeout victim yet again. And there's two down here in the third inning. Third strikeout for this Llamas team, and that brings up Pablo Guerrero, who grounded out to second slowly his first time up. This is a Llamas club that does not strike out a ton, which is good because it's certainly going to be challenged tonight as the slider swung on and missed by Guerrero. Marquez takes the lead at second, Cabrera at first. As the pitch is fouled back at 97. Count goes to 0-2. So Clark has the sign, holds at the belt. The 0-2. Slider cut on and missed. As Clark is going to flip it over to first. And that's going to retire the side. So the ball had actually gotten away from Salazar. So Clark had to go down the first baseline, pick it up, and flip it over to Encarnacion to close out the inning. Another strikeout for Brandon Clark. We've played three innings live here in Hickory, North Carolina. We'll be back with inning number four here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Coming soon to LP Franz Stadium, the Hickory Goat Carts, the Crawdads' newest alternate identity that honors the city's ties with wagon making and racing. They'll take the field for three games in June. The weekend will kick off with a fireworks show on Friday, June 6th. A hat giveaway and a post-game concert on Saturday the 7th. You can get your tickets for the Hickory Goat Carts and all of our fabulous 2025 promotions by calling 828-322-3000. That's 828-322-3000. Hickory Crawdads Baseball.
Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, I'm Douglas LoCascio, general manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Hickory Crawdads Broadcast Network.
Top of the fourth inning as Salem comes to bat. Antonio Anderson, who walked his first time up, will be followed by Kleber Salazar and Friele Encarnacion. That ball's going to be lifted high. Barroso giving chase, but that's going to be in the seats. And it's a souvenir for somebody. Fan behavior for a foul ball behind home plate is always intriguing to me. On the way up, everybody gets excited. But then reality sets in when the ball starts heading down, and it's no longer exciting. In fact, it's a little fearful. As that ball tapped out to Rafe Parrish over on the left side, throw to first in time, one down here in the fourth inning. So everybody gets up in preparation to make the great play that's going to end up on the highlight package on ESPN. And then by the time they start thinking about it, they realize they're probably not prepared for this. And then they go scattering. So that brings up Claver Salazar. Fortunately, nobody gets hit. Easily misses with the breaking ball. Salazar, his last time up, he grounded out to shortstop. It's Easley. Misses high at 91. The count goes to 2-0. It's a win tonight for the Llamas. They go back over 500. And they even up this series. It's the breaking ball taken for a strike. Two ball, one strike count here in the top of the fourth inning. So the pitch misses and the count now goes to 3-1. Easley's tossed seven innings. He went four innings on April the 8th here at LP Franz Stadium. As that ball's going to be lifted high in the infield. Easley's drifting back, and fortunately somebody's going to call him off as Esteban Mejia is going to make the catch. So that'll be a P6 if you're scoring at home, and with two down, it's going to bring up Encarnacion. The infield pop for a pitcher is difficult because a lot of the times they're on top of the mound. They get to looking up, and they're trying to feel for their way down off the mound, and that can create problems at times. Fortunately, the infield had called off easily, and he was able to vacate the premises. It's the breaking ball taken for a strike. Encarnacion rolls that one toward the Llamas dugout over on the third base side. The pitch from Easley. Cut on and missed. A strikeout by Jabril Easley is his seventh of the ball game, as he's gone four complete, and we go to the bottom of the fourth inning when we return on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Bottom of the fourth inning, it's Maxton Martin. We'll lead things off for the Llamas, followed by Baker Barroso and Esteban Mejia. So now let's go ahead and get it going. Your opportunity to reach out to me tonight. Let me know where you're tuning in. If you've got a question for me, would love to hear from you. So we go interactive. This time in the bottom of the fourth inning, it's Maxton Martin. We'll lead things off. Brandon Clark still on for Salem here in the fourth inning. As that pitch is going to be lifted foul off to my left into the concourse area. You can reach out to me one of two ways. You can find me on X, or for those that prefer, you can call it Twitter, I guess, still, if you like. You can find me at What's Up B-Rush PXP. At What's Up B-Rush PXP. Clark's offering misses. The count evens at 1-1. And while you're out on the World Wide Webs, for those of you that like interesting and obscure Twitter handles or X handles, I've got one for you that was given to me this afternoon. It's the pitch cut on and missed by Martin. Count goes to 1-2. Try this one out for good measure sometime. At Scoring Changes. At Scoring Changes. Yes, perhaps a little nerdy, but if you're a baseball guy, you'll be all about it. It's the breaking ball. Martin swings and misses, a strikeout, the fifth for Brandon Clark. That'll bring up Baker Barroso, who was the first batter to reach in this contest. Just two batters have reached, a walk and a strikeout advancing on the wild pitch, as it looks like that's the end of the night. For Brandon Clark, he'll give the baseball to Ozzy Chavez. We'll come back and tell you who's coming on to pitch with one down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads. www.HickoryCrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Shea Sprague is on the pitch for the Salem Red Sox. Sprague, a 13th round pick last year for the Red Sox organization out of the University of North Carolina. Last year in 2024, pitched in 17 games, 15 starts, a 3-2 record for the Tar Heels. Second team All-ACC. Of course, he spent some time as a teammate with Dalton Pence of the Llamas de Hickory. As Barroso will see the first offering from Shea Sprague. It's the breaking ball taken for a strike. Brandon Clark Three and a third innings, no hits, no runs. He walked a batter, struck out five. No question in my mind why this guy's a prospect. As the pitch misses up. Shea Sprague, a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. We'll get to some of his numbers here in just a moment. Before that, playing at the University of North Carolina, he pitched for the Elon Phoenix out of the Coastal Athletic Association. Is that ball? It's going to be sizzled out in the left center field. And Baker Barroso gets a knock. It's the first batter that Shea Sprague faces. As Esteban Mejia will step to the plate. So before Sprague went to Chapel Hill, he pitched for the Elon Phoenix, two-time first-team All-Coastal Athletic Association pitcher, rookie of the year in 2022. Had a 13-6 record with the Phoenix in his 2 years there. It's the breaking ball. They'll check. They'll say Mejia did not commit to the swing. For those of you that may be able to recall this, another Elon Phoenix pitcher is doing good work in the majors right now. That is George Kirby of the Seattle Mariners. It's Elon University in the center part of the state. Not too far, well, basically where 85 and 40 continue to run off before you get closer to Chapel Hill and it splits. Elon, right near Burlington, North Carolina, in the center part of the state. As that pitch from Sprague misses, count goes to 2-1. Sprague out of Norwell, Massachusetts. 6'3", left-hander. As the pitch cut on and missed, Mejia has the count even at 2-2. Sprague on the year 0-1 with his third appearance now. 5 2/3 innings pitched, 15 hits, 12 runs, 9 earned, 3 walks, 7 strikeouts. It's the changeup taken for strike 3. There's 2 down in the inning. And that'll bring up Eric Alvarez. Alvarez looking for his first hit in a Llamas slash Crawdads uniform. Sprague, that pitch is going to get away from the catcher, Salazar. They're probably going to call this one a pass ball. So we'll wait on the official scoring from Mark Parker. It is going to be a pass ball. And that puts Baker Barroso, who's reached for the second time. That ball actually went through the webbing of Salazar's mitt. He's going to have to get a new mitt. And that mitt's going to have some surgery done to it a little bit later on this week. Alvarez waits, swings and misses. On the changeup, count evens at 1-1. Two down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Llamas did get their first hit from Baker Barroso, and now they're trying to convert him here in the bottom of the fourth inning. I mentioned this half inning about how you can reach out to me on X at WhatsUpBRushPXP. There is an email element to this, if you'd prefer, brush@hickorycrawdads.com. brush@hickorycrawdads.com. Sprague delivers that ball. It's going to make its way into the seats on the first base side. Sparoso returns to second with two down. The cloud cover is, as I mentioned earlier, going to cause it to get a little darker, a little faster here, and it's already starting to happen. Alvarez rolls that out to shortstop. Arias with the long throw. Encarnacion stays on the bag long enough to retire Alvarez. As Barroso left on at second yet again. We're through four innings, scoreless here in Hickory. We'll be back in just a bit.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the fifth inning as Carlos Maldonado goes to his bullpen. He's going to call on Brock Porter. Brock Porter, the 6'5 right-hander out of Milford, Michigan. Fourth-round draft pick back in 2022. He'll face off against Starlin Nunez, Nathaniel Uten, and Kareem Ayoubi. 6-7-8 in the order as Porter starts out with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, misses away. So the night comes to a close for Jabril Easley. Four innings pitched, one hit allowed, one walk, and seven strikeouts. As Porter goes off speed, Nunez out in front. Porter again with the changeup. This time, count goes to 1-2. It's Nunez. Going to need a second. So he asks for and receives time, and he's going to get back in the box. As the pitch misses down, count evens at 2-2. Brock Porter on the season, 1-0 record, making a sixth appearance, has thrown 8 2/3 innings so far this season. He wheels and fires the 2-2, breaking ball just misses. Count runs full. Porter had an impressive outing last weekend against Charleston, South Carolina. As Nunez gets locked up on the inside edge, strikeout looking. So there's one down in the fifth. That's the eighth strikeout for Lamas pitching. And that'll bring up Nathaniel Uten, who struck out his first time up. The pitch from Porter misses. So Porter on the season, 8 2/3 innings pitched, two hits allowed, no runs, three walks, 10 strikeouts, an 0.71 average against. As Uten is going to ask for and receive time with a 1-1 count. Porter, change up again. The change up that I saw last weekend in a package of action from Porter saw the pitch going really vertically down. It almost looked like a split with some of the pitches that I saw, and it certainly gave a splitter reaction from the hitters down in Charleston. The 2-2. Fastball cut on and missed by Uten. Back-to-back strikeouts for Porter, and there's two down in the fifth. And that's going to bring up Kareem Ayoubi. Ayoubi, a strikeout victim. Ayoubi, if he strikes out, this keeps the Crawdads, or the Llamas in this instance tonight, averaging two strikeouts an inning. And it'll be the second time tonight, if it happens, that the Llamas have struck out the side. Easily did it back in the second inning. And now Brock Porter is one pitch away from making it happen here in the fifth. The 0-2. He'll check to first. I think he committed. John Miller agrees as it's a strikeout of Kareem Ayoubi. A trio of punch-outs for Brock Porter as he strikes out the side in the fifth. We're halfway through at LP France Stadium. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Shea Sprague will face off against Luis Marquez, Hector Osorio, and Jeremy Cabrera. 8-9-1 in the order for the Llamas. A scoreless ball game. Each club has a singular base hit. Salem does have a double. The Llamas have a single. Marquez, he was the second batter to reach off of tonight's starter, Brandon Clark. He struck out, but the wild pitch allowed him to get to first. His at ball's bobbled at third a little bit by Nunez, and the throw just in time. So Nunez kept it close by and right in front of him. He was able to reach down, pick it up, and make a good enough throw to retire Marquez. I mentioned it last night, but it bears repeating. Statistically, Salem is one of the worst teams defensively in the Carolina League. It's early, and those numbers can always change. And the reason they change is because they put the work in. And they were doing that this afternoon, as they spent a solid half an hour out here with their infielders doing various and sundry drills and then putting themselves in game-like situations. As Osorio takes the strike, Sprague misses outside. Count evens at 1-1. Sprague, breaking ball at 78 miles an hour, taken for strike two. The count goes to 1-2. Want to say hello this evening to at Binging Baseball. Pretty nice handle there, if I do say so myself. At Binging Baseball. As that ball is going to be tapped out in front of the mound. Sprague wheels, fires, gets it to Encarnacion just in time. And there's two down. That'll bring up Jeremy Cabrera. At Binging Baseball, checking out the action tonight in the great state of Kansas. So at Binging Baseball, thank you for the follow. I have reciprocated. If you want to follow me on X, just go to at What's Up B Rush PXP, and voila. And if you're not a bot, I will follow in kind. As Cabrera swings and misses on the breaking ball. Sprague, fastball at 90, taken for a strike. Cabrera swings and misses. So strikeout for Shea Sprague takes us through the fifth inning. We're scoreless here in Hickory. We'll be back in just a bit.
Coming soon to LP Franz Stadium, the Hickory Goat Carts, the Crawdads' newest alternate identity that honors the city's ties with wagon making and racing. They'll take the field for three games in June. The weekend will kick off with a fireworks show on Friday, June 6th, a hat giveaway and a post-game concert on Saturday the 7th. You can get your tickets for the Hickory Goat Carts and all of our fabulous 2025 promotions by calling 828-322-3000. That's 828-322-3000. Hickory Crawdads Baseball.
Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, I'm Douglas LoCascio, general manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Hickory Crawdads Broadcast Network.
Kelvin Diaz to lead things off against Brock Porter here in the top of the sixth inning. So we got a lot of zeros on the board. It's Brock Porter. Start out. That ball's going to be lifted high into right field. Coming on to make the catch is Hector Osorio. One pitch, one out here in the sixth inning. And that'll take us back to Franklin Arias, who doubled his last time up. It was the lone hit allowed by Jabril Easley. That happened back in the third inning. Hit it sharply. Bounced it off to the right of the Lowe's food sign. As Porter's breaking ball was fouled off to the netting above the first base dugout. The changeup misses. The count evens at 1-1. That ball out to center field. Cabrera seems to have it measured. Camps underneath it, makes the catch. And there's two down here in the sixth inning. Joellen Cespedes with two down here in the sixth inning. He's flown out to left and grounded out to short. It's his first hack. Swings the foul ball right up against the netting. I mentioned Binging Baseball last half inning. He asked, I'm going to deliver, is the breaking ball. Cespedes can't hold up. The count goes to 0-2. I want to give a shout out to the U.S. Military War Dogs baseball team. Doing good work for the game and for the country. As that pitch swung on and missed. And just like that, it's a pretty simple 1-2-3 inning for Brock Porter. As Brock Porter has four punch-outs in his two innings of work. And we quickly move to the bottom of the sixth inning here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Rafe Parrish will step to the plate against Shea Sprague here in the bottom of the sixth inning. As the pitching has won the night between both of these clubs, so we'll see if the Llamas can get some offense going with Parrish as he'll be followed by Guerrero and Maxton Martin. It's the pitch from Shea Sprague, an off-speed pitch taken for a strike. Going to catch up with games of note in the majors, as well as the Carolina League scoreboard here in just a little bit. As the pitch misses down, count evens at 1-1. Three games that we always keep an interest on are the two parent clubs on each and every broadcast, and then the Atlanta Braves. The Atlanta Braves, they beat St. Louis today to win that series 4-1. And Sprague misses down. Fastball. Works the count to 2-1. The Texas Rangers, they're going to take on the Athletics tonight at 10:05, so there's a real possibility we don't even get to entertain that score at all, as Parrish will foul it off the netting. Count evens at 2-2. Top of the sixth inning at Fenway, the Mariners 6-2 advantage against the Red Sox. Boston won last night. The Mariners want to try to even that series up. So the pitch is fouled off down the netting on the first base side. Parrish in the ballgame, two strikeouts. He's going to try to change that here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The pitch from the left-hander catches the outside edge, and Parrish didn't like the call. But he's going to be the first out here in inning number six. And that's going to bring up Pablo Guerrero. We do have some other finals in Major League Baseball. The Yankees beat the Guardians today 5-1. The Reds salvaged a game down in Miami against the Marlins. They won 5-2. Brady Singer went to 4-0 on the year. The Mets got past the Phillies. I think they swept that series. That ball is going to be fouled off over to my right, up into the concourse area. Tigers blank the Padres 6-0. And that's all the finals in Major League Baseball today. As Guerrero taps that behind third. Nunez throws across, but it's not going to matter as it's a foul ball. Dylan Reeves, that ball was about 7-8 yards behind the third base bag, and Reeves called it foul. He was decisive with it. So the count goes to 1-2. So a 1-ball, 2-strike count for Guerrero, who will step back in the box after taking a timeout. The pitch from Sprague is going to foul it off at home plate. Carolina League scores. We talked about the one final that happened this afternoon. The River Dogs beat Fredericksburg 6-2. They're in the top of the fifth inning in Lynchburg. Fayetteville has a 4-3 advantage as Guerrero swings and misses, and there's two down in the inning. So Shea Sprague and Brock Porter basically taking up where the starters Brandon Clark and Jabril Easley left off. It's Maxton Martin. Has grounded to third and struck out. He's 0-for-2 in the ballgame. As Martin can't hold up on the slider. Bottom of the fifth inning, Augusta has a 6-0 lead on Delmarva. Myrtle Beach, their game tonight against Kannapolis was postponed. They're going to make that up on tomorrow as part of a doubleheader. The Mudcats in Columbia tonight, state capital of South Carolina, their game was postponed. So they'll be making that up later this week. There's going to be a pitch timer violation on Maxton Martin, which that's going to be a strikeout. So he's going to strike out Shea Sprague. It's going to strike out the side, and we're through six innings here in Hickory. The Llamas scoreless with the Salem Red Sox, so we continue on here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads. www.HickoryCrawdads.com.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Top of the seventh inning, and Dalton Pence, who is slated to be the Saturday starter for the Crawdads, is going to pitch here in the seventh inning for the Llamas de Hickory. So he'll face off against Antonio Anderson, Claver Salazar, and Friele Encarnacion. So Pence, the young man out of Cherryville, North Carolina. I'll stick with that for now. We'll face off against Antonio Anderson. Pence, no record on the year, making his fifth appearance. 8 innings pitched, 5 hits, 3 runs. They're all earned. 4 walks, 10 strikeouts, a 185 average against. So now the pitchers of record, as that ball's drilled, as that ball's going to be hit beyond the batting cage, but foul. It was a prodigious blast from Anderson. However, he hooked it foul. So the two pitchers of record both played for the North Carolina Tar Heels last year. Basically, for these guys, it would feel like a fall intra-squad. Pence wheels and fires the 1-1. Misses outside. Pence catches the outside edge. The count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pence changes speeds on Anderson and gets the strikeout. It's the first for Pence. It's the 12th for the Llamas in this ballgame. That's going to bring up Clavert Salazar. So we do eventually get to the Black Tie Transportation postgame show. We'll have two fewer games to talk about in the Carolina League, as those games have been washed out this evening. Pence with the straight change gets Salazar way out in front. Another changeup, cut on and missed, and Salazar falls behind 1-2. Last night was the outlier of outliers for this Crawdad staff. Most hits allowed, most runs allowed by a good bit in last night's 12-6 defeat. As that ball is going to be rolled foul in front of the Llamas dugout. To give you some context, the offense didn't produce a lot last week down in Charleston. It's true, can't be denied, a sub-200 average. But what they did against the River Dogs from a pitching standpoint was sensational. So the pitch misses down. They held the River Dogs to a 158 team average over the course of the week. They were outscored through the 6 games and losing the series 4-2. By a 21-20 count. As the pitch from Pence misses high at 92 miles an hour. And I mentioned earlier about this Salem club doing a lot of their damage early from a scoring standpoint. And the pivot happens in the 5th inning. And I'll go into that detail a little bit as I get an opportunity. Parrish with the glove. The throw to first is going to be safe. John Miller calling Claver Salazar safe as he dove into the first base bag, head first. Okay. So Parrish had to go a long way to field it. Salazar was hustling, and he gets credit for an infield single, just the 3rd hit of the night for either club. Pence, raking ball, hit sharply but foul. To Friele Encarnacion, who struck out twice. I mentioned that the Salem Red Sox have been outscored by their opposition this year, 88-84. 6-10 record, so the numbers are eventually going to work in the favor of the opposition when you've got a 6-10 record. But it's really intriguing what the numbers do say. That ball's lifted out to right field. Osorio reaches up, makes the catch, and there's two down. I mentioned how they have a bit of an advantage. Is Starlin Nunez will step to the plate. They have scored 44 runs in the first four innings this season. 44 of the 84. They've scored 13 runs in the fifth inning this year. They scored none in this one, obviously. It's the breaking ball for a strike. But on the backside, the offense doesn't click the way it does in the early innings. It's Nunez. This time from the right-hand batter's box. Comes up empty on the changeup again. The count goes to 0-2. In innings 6 through 9, they've not played any extra inning games. They've scored a sum total of 27 runs. 27 of the 84 came in the back half of the contest. The pitch is fouled back to the screen. To juxtapose that, you've got the opposition scoring just 27 runs in the first four innings, scoring 48 in the back half with the pivot of the fifth inning being a deadlock, 13-13, as Nunez is going to foul it off his leg, off his knee it appears, and he's going to be hobbled for a moment. Zazie Chavez is going to go over and take a look at Starlin Nunez, his third baseman. So now the athletic training staff will come out as well. It's just a fascinating stat. Salem scoring half of their runs from innings 1-4. 13 more in the fifth and then really fizzling out at the end to where later in the game, if you're still in it, if you're the Llamas, you feel pretty good about your chances because the numbers bear out that Salem's a little more generous in the second half of ball games. And we're in the second half of the ball game. Dalton Pence, the 0-2 pitch, forthcoming. He delivers. Side ball. Lifted out to center field. Cabrera coming in. He'll call everybody off. And he'll make the catch to retire the side. So Dalton Pence gives up an infield single. He leaves the runner stranded. And we go to the stretch in Hickory, North Carolina. Scoreless ball game. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Shea Sprague back on the pitch here in the bottom of the seventh inning, a scoreless ball game. As Coach Forbes would be proud. two former Tar Heels matching wits here late in the ballgame. Baker Barroso has the lone hit for the Llamas. It was a single. As he lifts that ball high and deep to left center field, it's going to stay in the yard. Is making the play. It's going to be Nathaniel Uten. And with one down, that brings up Esteban Mejia. In this contest, ...19 strikeouts for both staffs, according to my unofficial numbers. It's the breaking ball taken for a strike. 3 hits allowed. That's very official. Who's going to blink? It's Mejia. Has dribbled back in front of home plate and struck out. Sprague misses. So the count is 2-1. To Esteban Mejia with one down here in the bottom of the seventh inning. So Mejia fires that one over to the first base side, but foul. The 2-ball, 2-strike count. Sprague wheels and fires. That ball hit out to short, and there's 2 down. So the line drive was snared by Franklin Arias. And there's 2 down here in the bottom of the seventh inning. That's going to bring up Eric Alvarez. Alvarez 0-for-2 in this ballgame. Making his second appearance in a Crawdads / Llamas uniform. Sprague pours it to the outer third for a strike. They're playing Alvarez to pull as Nunez is on top of the third baseline. As that ball's off the end of the bat, foul. Back here to the seating area, off to my right. Cespedes at second base, about 2 strides over to the right of the second base bag. It's the pitch from Sprague, misses just outside. That ball hit through the right side of the infield. So Eric Alvarez with his first hit as a Crawdad / Llama. As he serves it through the left, through the right side of the infield against the shift. It's the second hit for the Llamas. And that brings up Luis Marquez. So Sprague out of the set position. That ball hit to the right side. It's going to get through for a base knock as Alvarez is going to round second and head to third. And the Llamas have runners at the corners. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's going to bring up Hector Osorio. All right. 2 down in the inning. Can Osorio make it happen in a scoreless ball game? It's back-to-back singles for the Llamas have put runners on the corners with 2 down. They have now out-hit Salem 3-2 in this ball game. But they got to find a way to play the runner. So Osorio, lefty-lefty matchup against Shea Sprague. Sprague's going to throw over to first. Nothing happening there. Alvarez over at third, Marquez at first. Sprague misses. Now the question that you have to ask yourself in this situation is Sprague going to throw over? And is Marquez going to possibly test Sprague? And he does throw over. So that's the second disengagement. So now the wheels are really spinning. Sprague pours a fastball down the middle at 89 miles an hour. Evens the count at 1-1. This is the first bona fide opportunity that the Llamas have had to score. It's the pitch drilled out to center field. Drifting back is Diaz, but he'll make the catch, and that'll retire the side. The Llamas get a pair of knocks. They leave him stranded. We go to the eighth, scoreless, here in Hickory. We'll be back in just a bit.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdad's home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdad's baseball, abide by the claw.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
Top of the eighth inning, and Eric Loomis gets the baseball for Carlos Maldonado's Llamas de Hickory. In a scoreless ball game, as it'll be Nathaniel Uten, Kareem Ayubi, and Kelvin Diaz. Bottom third of the order to face off against the 6-foot right-hander, 23-year-old, out of Brentwood, Missouri. 16th round pick back in last year's draft out of Missouri State. His first offering is 92 miles an hour off the plate. Uten struck out twice in this ballgame. So they're going to call a pitch timer violation on Eric Loomis, making the count 2-0. It's the second violation that's gone against the Llamas in this contest. That pitch at the knees for a strike. No runs on two hits, no errors for Salem. 0-3-0 for the Llamas. As Uten fouls it off. We'll get to Eric Loomis's numbers here in just a moment. Top of the eighth inning in the scoreless ballgame. The 2-2. Side ball rolled foul to the backstop. Loomis comes in with no record of 5.06 ERA, making a sixth appearance. He does have a save to his credit, 5 1/3 innings. Six hits, 3 runs, they're earned. He's 3 walks, 8 strikeouts. A 286 average against as Uten fouls another pitch off. This is the second minor league matchup of the night featuring the Red Sox and the Rangers. So they're playing down in Spartanburg. It's the breaking ball. Uten strikes out. A half-hearted swing by Uten. It's the first punch out for Loomis. It's the 13th for Crawdads pitching in the ballgame. That brings up Kareem Ayubi. So they're playing that series down at 5th Third Field in Spartanburg. Greenville Drive and the Hub City Spartanburgers. It's that pitch taken for a strike. Loomis last year spent some time in Kinston with the Woodies. 0-1 record, a 3.00 ERA. Pitched 3 innings, gave up a hit, an earned run, 4 walks, 6 strikeouts. As the pitch is lifted foul. Ayubi, an international free agent from 2021 out of Curacao. It's the pitch from Loomis, misses at 95. Dalton Pence, I told you he's Saturday's scheduled starter. Well, he's still on schedule. Effectively threw a live bullpen, went 1 inning, gave up nothing. The breaking ball just misses. 2-2 the count. He gave up a base hit. No runs. Struck out a batter. And should be right on schedule for Saturday. It's the breaking ball. Cut on and missed. Back-to-back punchies for Eric Loomis. That'll bring up Kelvin Diaz. Diaz, a fly out to right and a strikeout. Loomis buries a pitch in the dirt. Diaz, batting from the right side, has Rafe Parrish playing effectively the same spot that Starlin Nunez played last half inning. Trying to protect the line. That ball's going to be tapped out, and it's going to get through the hole between Parrish and the shortstop, Esteban Mejia. And it's going to end up being a double anyway. So Kelvin Diaz, with the no doubles defense being applied, gets a double anyway, as he hits it between the shortstop and the third baseman. So both clubs now have 3 base knocks. They've got a runner in scoring position due to the Red Sox. So that brings up Franklin Arias. Arias has the other double for Salem in this contest, as it was certainly the more conventional type, as he one-hopped the wall. Loomis. Breaking ball, fouled at the plate, got a piece of Baker Barroso, and that means that Dylan Reeves is going to walk a baseball out to the Llamas right-hander. Loomis looks back to second, sets and fires. As that pitch got in tight, and they're going to send Arias down to first on the hit by pitch. as Arias in the load started bringing his hands forward, and that's where the baseball got it. So now there's runners at first and second with two down in the inning. The pitch to Cespedes, taking for a strike. Loomis throws a changeup this time. Cespedes didn't agree with the call, but it's 0-2. So Diaz takes his lead down at second, Arias at first. Here's the 0-2 offering from Eric Loomis. That ball swung on and missed as Eric Loomis gets out of the jam, and we go to the bottom of the eighth. Can the Llamas get a run here in the late innings? We'll find out as we continue on here from Hickory in a scoreless ball game. We'll be right back.
Coming soon to LP Franz Stadium, the Hickory Goat Carts, the Crawdads' newest alternate identity that honors the city's ties with wagon making and racing. They'll take the field for three games in June. The weekend will kick off with a fireworks show on Friday, June 6th, a hat giveaway and a post-game concert on Saturday the 7th. You can get your tickets for the Hickory Goat Carts and all of our fabulous 2025 promotions by calling 828-322-3000. That's 828-322-3000. Hickory Crawdads Baseball.
Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, I'm Douglas LoCascio, general manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Hickory Crawdads Broadcast Network.
Bottom of the eighth inning. Shea Sprague is still on for the Salem Red Sox as he came in with one out in the fourth inning. Brandon Clark went 3 1/3 innings. Sprague's carried it from this point forward. He's gone 3 2/3 innings. Ran into some trouble last half inning. So I'll ask the first base umpire, John Miller. Did he go? And he said he did not. That is Jeremy Cabrera leading off here from the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Cabrera swings and misses. They're through seven up at Fenway. The Mariners have an 8-2 lead on the Bo Sox. It's the pitch from Sprague misses outside. Top of the order, Cabrera, Parrish, and Guerrero to bat for the Llamas. So Cabrera takes a strike on the outside edge. Count levels out at 2-2. Here's the pitch. Cabrera got a piece of it off the end of the bat to stay alive. Both clubs have three hits. Nobody has touched home yet. So the Llamas trying to even this series. Last night, a 12-6 win for the Red Sox. The pitch. Cabrera out to first base. Encarnacion plays it on a bounce. Tags the bag, and there's one down. That brings up Rafe Parrish. Now, Parrish doesn't have a lot to show for three at-bats already. However, no time like the present. If he comes through here, much of the previous three at-bats will be forgotten. If he leaves the yard, it'll all be forgotten. It's Parrish back up the middle. Off of the leg of Sprague, Sprague is going to recover the baseball and get the throw to Encarnacion. As Parrish hit it hard, it glanced off of Sprague. I'm not exactly sure where, but nobody's coming out of the dugout. So maybe it hit his glove. With two down, that brings up Pablo Guerrero. So Guerrero, a ground out and two strikeouts. He's 0 for 3 in the game. Sprague misses down. Antonio Anderson, Claver Salazar, and Freely Encarnacion will bat in the ninth inning for Salem. The fans here at the ballpark are hoping the Llamas take a lead to the ninth. The pitch, Guerrero fouls it off at home plate. That ball off the end of the bat out to second, fielded by Cespedes. The throw in time to Encarnacion. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Shea Sprague. So we go to the ninth, scoreless, here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Top of the ninth inning, Eric Loomis, Antonio Anderson facing off here to lead off the ninth inning. It's the pitch from Loomis at 92, taken for a strike at the knees. Well, the bad news is the Llamas not taking a ninth inning lead here. It's the breaking ball, just misses. Count evens at 1-1. The good news, so if the Llamas do win tonight, it'll be the first walk-off for the team this season. As Anderson swings and misses on the tailing fastball that works away from him. Tonight's attendance, 1,297 at the ball yard. Trying to see if they can watch their Llamas come away victorious. As Loomis misses outside, count evens at 2-2. The Llamas will have the middle third of the order coming up. It'll be Martin, Barroso, and Mejia. Anderson holds up, the pitch is down, and the count goes full. Three ball, two strike count is Loomis trying to retire Anderson here in the top of the ninth. It's that pitch, cut on and missed. Anderson a strikeout victim, and there's one down in the ninth. And for Loomis, that's his fourth punch out. It's Claver Salazar, who got an infield single his last time up, steps to the plate as he taps it over to Guerrero. Guerrero flips it to Loomis. Pretty simple 3-1 put out there. There's quickly two down here in the ninth. Riele Encarnacion, breaking ball, that's hit sharply out to center field. That's going to get down for a single. So Loomis gives up his second hit of the ball game. It's the fourth hit for the Red Sox. Starlin Nunez at the plate. As Loomis misses. Sixteen Salem hitters have been punched out. Is that ball out to left field, drifting back toward the track? Is going to be Eric Alvarez to make the catch. A runner stranded. We go to the bottom of the ninth. It's scoreless here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads. www.HickoryCrawdads.com.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
And we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Shea Sprague is on for the Salem Red Sox as he has gone the rest of the way after He was handed the baseball by Brandon Clark. As that'll be Maxton Martin to lead things off, followed by Baker Barroso and Esteban Mejia. Bottom of the ninth inning, a scoreless game here at LP France Stadium. As Maxton Martin swings and misses. Shea Sprague has been very good in this outing. It's the pitch from Sprague buried into the dirt. Count evens at 1-1. Salem has 4 hits. The Llamas have 3 hits. Both clubs have struck out 27 times in this ballgame. Martin, breaking ball, cut on and missed. All it takes is one for the Llamas here to walk it off on Wednesday night. Sprague winds and fires. Maxton Martin drives it out to right center field. It's going to stay in the yard. So the catch is going to be made by Kelvin Diaz. So that ball might have gotten hit off the barrel a little bit. Maybe closer to the end of the bat. It's a fly out to center, and that brings up Baker Barroso. Barroso has reached twice. He's walked, he's singled. Can Barroso, who had some heroics for the Crawdads earlier this season, can he do it here on a Wednesday night for the Llamas de Hickory? Sad ball driven to left field. It's got distance, but it's well foul. As he drove it into the Burke County night, but he hooked it foul. That ball was hit even farther than the shot earlier in the contest by the Salem Red Sox, but just as much foul. Barroso swings and misses on the changeup. Well, that got the crowd stirring a bit. The almost 1,300 that are here tonight. The 0-2. So the pitch misses up. One down here in the bottom of the ninth inning. The 1-2. Barroso lifts that ball out to left center field. Diaz will range over, make the catch there, and there's two down in the inning. That'll bring up Esteban Mejia. Mejia's 0-for-3 in the ballgame. And that could very well be the end of the night, as there's no reason for Ozzie Chavez to come out here and grab the baseball and, well, or have a conversation unless he's going to grab the baseball from Shea Sprague. They're going to make a change. We're going to take a timeout. Two down here in the ninth inning. Shea Sprague departs. We'll tell you who's coming on to pitch when we return on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Two down here in the bottom of the ninth inning as Matt McShane has the baseball as he'll face off against Esteban Mejia. McShane has a 2-0 record on the year, a 0.82 ERA. Making his sixth appearance, he's got 11 innings in the books, 8 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned. He's walked 3, struck out 17 for a 190 average against. As McShane misses with his first offering. 6'4 right-hander out of Bensalem, Pennsylvania. He was part of a trade earlier this year. It's the pitch cut on and missed. The pitch is fouled back to the screen. McShane was part of a deal with the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Pirates sent him this way for Casey Shugart. Shugart now pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates. As that ball is going to get down, Mejia's going to have himself a two-out knock here in the ninth inning. And that's going to bring up Eric Alvarez. Alvarez had a hit back in the seventh inning. It was his first hit in a Hickory uniform. Well, you get one, you might as well get them in bundles. A chance for Mejia here. And I'm perfectly okay if he shoots it down the right field line for a game-winning double. As the pitch misses down. Ooh. Okay. It's taken for a strike. So Alvarez, an 0-1 count. Here's the offering. Misses inside. It's going to get away, and Mejia's going to get down to second. So Mejia's down to second. So that's going to be a wild pitch by Matt McShane. And now it doesn't even take a double. This we know. If Alvarez gets a ball for a safety into the outfield, Carlos Maldonado is going to be sending Esteban Mejia to the plate. Is that ball? Busted bat. And that may land on the turf. Matt McShane made an unbelievable catch with the backhand reaching over his shoulder to retire the side. We go to extras for the first time here at LP Franz Stadium in 2025. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads. www.HickoryCrawdads.com.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
Kainoa Wynyard is on the pitch for the Llamas de Hickory. On this Wednesday night, Wynyard pitched on Sunday for the Crawdads. He went 1 2/3 innings as he came in to relieve Angel Anasco. He went 1 2/3 innings. Gave up no runs, no hits, didn't strike out anybody, didn't walk anybody. So here's the scene. We go into extra innings. There's an inherited runner in Starlin Nunez that goes to second. Nathaniel Uten is the batter. This is a way of breaking ties as the pitch from Kainoa Wynyard, 90 miles an hour, cut on and missed by Uten. And the key here is simple. If you can somehow prevent the runner from second scoring in this scenario, you've put yourself in the catbird seat. So the likelihood that you are going to win the game is significant. As that ball rolled out to short, but it's bobbled by Mejia, and there'll be nothing going on. So that'll be an error on Mejia, I believe. So there'll be runners on the corners now. And that'll bring up Karim Ayoubi. So Wynyard in a spot here. So the pitch misses up. Ayoubi in the ballgame has struck out three times. A strikeout here would be delightful for Wynyard, as it might set up a double play ball. So the pitch misses in tight. The count goes to 2-0. Wynyard is 2-0 on the season with a 1.29 ERA. The 2-0 misses outside. The count goes to 3-0. Pitching in his fifth contest, seven innings pitched, three hits, one run, it's earned, five walks, seven strikeouts, a 125 average against. It's the 3-0. Called a strike. The 3-1 from Wynyard. Here it comes. As that ball's going to be lifted foul into the seats on the third base side. So the count runs full. Uten could be running on this payoff pitch to try to stay out of the double play ball. Wynyard will throw over to first instead. Nunez, the runner down at third. So Wynyard could really use an infield pop or a strikeout. The payoff pitch misses down. The bases are loaded. So Ayubi walks to load the bases. And that's going to bring up Kelvin Diaz, or will it? So it looks like Ozzy Chavez is going to go to his bench. And because of that, Landon Hutchinson's going to go out and have a conversation with Wynyard. Yosander Asensio is going to grab a bat and bat for Kelvin Diaz. So Asensio is going to come on to bat for Diaz. Diaz 1-for-3 in the game with a double. The bases are loaded here in the top of the 10th inning. And a scoreless ball game. So Asensio to the plate, a 212 hitter on the season with 3 RBI. That ball's yanked foul into the Salem dugout. Guerrero's holding on the runner at first. Rafe Parrish is even with the bag over at third. The middle infield is back for a ground ball double play, with the Llamas inheriting a runner at second to start their bottom half of the inning. You've got a good chance of scoring that run, as that ball is going to be lifted well foul on top of Douglas LoCascio's office. And the count goes to 0-2. So Asensio on here in a pinch hit opportunity has an 0-2 count. The pitch misses in tight. Barroso did a very good job of keeping that ball at home plate, as anything that gets back behind home is likely going to score Nunez. Nunez at third, Uten at second, Ayubi at first. The 1-2 offering. As he'll check, didn't hold up. He's going to strike out. That's the first out of the inning, and that is a big out for Kainoa Wynyard. It's the 17th strikeout for Llamas pitching, and that brings up Franklin Arias. And this is a big spot because Arias has got good speed. The kid can hit some. We'll see what happens here. Wynyard delivers. This year in spring training, I've told this story before, but it bears repeating. When you get a chance to pitch in a big league spring training game and you strike out Fernando Tatis Jr., that's not something that you just shrug off. That ball is going to be drilled out into center field. It's going to be a base knock. One run will score. They're going to hold up Uten at third. So it's a 1-0 game in favor of Salem. The bases are still loaded. Arias has an RBI single. The run will be unearned. And that's going to bring up Yoelin Cespedes. Fifth hit of the ball game for Salem. And they're on the board here in the top of the 10th. The pitch from Wynyard misses high. For the Llamas in the bottom half of the 10th inning, this is who they'll have coming up. Eric Alvarez is the scheduled runner at second. Marquez, Osorio, and Cabrera to hit. So that ball's going to be rolled foul into the Hickory dugout. It If Cespedes can hit a one-hopper over to the third base bag and let Parrish touch the bag and throw it across the infield, that'd be a great scenario. Zat ball, tapped foul, over to the third base on deck circle. Salem has broken through with a run here in the top of the 10th, and that's okay. The Llamas will get their opportunity here in the bottom half of the inning. The 1-2 from Wynyard misses. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wynyard sets at the chest, the 2-2. That ball's hit into the corner, and multiple runs are going to score. Two runs will score at least, as they're going to hold up the runner. As it's a two-run double, making it a 3-0 ball game. As Arias holds it third. And that's going to bring up Antonio Anderson in a 3-0 ball game. As that pitch was out over the middle of the plate and driven into the corner. Now Yoelin Cespedes to stretch the lead out to 3-0. Side ball. It's going to be lifted foul over on the third base side, out of play. So now the Llamas have their work cut out for them. Wynyard. Delivery misses down. Count evens at 1-1. The infield is playing in now because they cannot allow anything else to score in the top of the 10th inning. Anderson takes the pitch inside. Count goes to 2-1. Wynyard. Side balls. Bounced foul back behind home plate. 2-ball, 2-strike count. Wynyard. Sets. Delivers. Misses high. The count goes full. Payoff pitch, here it comes. Misses just inside as Anderson draws the walk and the bases are loaded again. And that's going to bring up Claver Salazar, who has one of the 6 Salem hits in the ballgame. Salazar bounces it over to Ozzy Chavez. Salem has 3 runs in the top of the 10th, and they're looking for more. Wynyard fouled off to the first base side. And the race is on for the souvenir. The 0-2. Lifted. Out to right field, down the line. Osorio coming on. He'll make the catch. And the throw? And now we've got a runner hung up, but they're going to let him go back to second. Yoelen Cespedes had wandered off. He had tagged up thinking that they were going to send Arias. They didn't. He almost got hung up. So there's two down in the inning. That brings up Freely Encarnacion. Encarnacion's going to push it foul over to the first base side. As the ball bounced over the head of Ozzy Chavez in the third base coach's box, and the count goes to 0-2. So Wynyard with the new baseball has the sign, sets at the chest. The 0-2 pitch ties up Encarnacion. He holds up on the check. One ball, two strike, the count. The breaking ball. Encarnacion got just a piece of it. Kainoa Wynyard. The 1-2 offering misses down, the count evens. The inning started with a error in the infield on Esteban Mejia. As that ball is going to be lifted. Barroso drifting back. It's going to get in the seats. If Mejia makes the play, the Llamas are out of the inning. However, it's part of the human element in the game of baseball. From there, Wynyard gave up two walks, a single, and a double, which puts us in the spot that we're in right now. 3-0 lead for Salem, a 2-2 pitch forthcoming. That ball hits sharply through the left side of the infield. One run's going to score. Cespedes will hold at third. Bases remain loaded as Encarnacion with the RBI knock. Arias scores to make it 4-0. And Carlos Maldonado is going to come out and likely spell the end of the night for Kainoa Wynyard. So as they make the change, we're going to take a timeout. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Coming soon to LP Franz Stadium, the Hickory Goat Carts, the Crawdads' newest alternate identity that honors the city's ties with wagon making and racing. They'll take the field for three games in June. The weekend will kick off with a fireworks show on Friday, June 6th, a hat giveaway and a post-game concert on Saturday the 7th. You can get your tickets for the Hickory Goat Carts and all of our fabulous 2025 promotions by calling 828-322-3000. That's 828-322-3000. Hickory Crawdads Baseball.
Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hi, I'm Douglas LoCascio, General Manager of your Hickory Crawdads, and you're listening to the Hickory Crawdads Broadcast Network.
Michael Valverde gets the ball for the Llamas de Hickory in a 4-0 ball game. As it'll be Starlin Nunez, who was the inherited runner for Salem in the top of this 10th inning. He's going to actually bat here in the 10th with the bases loaded and two outs. Four runs in as Valverde trying to shut down this 10th inning so the Llamas can at least get their swings in the bottom half. Valverde, a 1-0 record, making a sixth appearance, a 4.05 ERA. Nunez 0-for-4 in the ballgame as Valverde with the slider taken for a strike. 2-ball, 1-strike count. The bases are loaded. Yoelin Cespedes over at third. Antonio Anderson at second. Freely Encarnacion at first. As that pitch is fouled at the plate, count evens at 2-2. 4 runs on 7 hits, no errors for Salem. No runs on 4 hits, 1 costly error for the Llamas. The pitch, that ball, hooked well, foul, well deep. It'll be a foul ball. Valverde, the pitch, misses outside. The count runs full. Nowhere for Valverde to put Nunez. The remaining crowd trying to encourage Valverde as that ball drilled out to right field. Osorio's going to make the catch, and that'll retire the side. The Salem plates 4 runs in the 10th inning. We'll come back to the bottom of the 10th. The Llamas lead 4 to stay in it. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
So Matt McShane is on to try to finish it off for the Salem Red Sox. So McShane came in with 2 down in the 9th inning to close down the Hickory 9th with a very peculiar looking catch that closed out the inning. They would honor McShane with 4 runs in the top of the 10th inning as Eric Alvarez is down at second as the inherited runner. It'll bring up Marquez, Osorio, and Cabrera And for the Llamas, they're going to need a lot more than just that. Marquez in the contest is 1-for-3. It's McShane, 92-mile-an-hour fastball over the top. Gets a swing and a miss from Luis Marquez. 4-0 lead for Salem here in the bottom of the 10th. The 1-1 offering. That ball is going to be tapped over to the left side of the infield. Arias fields, throws. There's one down. And that'll bring up Hector Osorio. And in these tiebreaker scenarios, not that it's as important in this instance, but if you're able to get the first batter without allowing that runner at second to advance, you've given yourself a much better opportunity of getting out of the inning without a run scoring. It's the pitch to Osorio, taken for a ball high. Osorio is 0-for-3 in the ballgame. McShane misses outside. I gave the line for McShane when he came into the ballgame. He's 2-0 on the year. If he closes this one out, he goes to 3-0. As Osorio swings and misses, count goes to 2-1. This was a scoreless ballgame when we went into extras. It's the first time these clubs have played extra innings this year. The pitch taken for a strike. McShane misses, and the count runs full. So Matt McShane with the payoff pitch forthcoming to Hector Osorio. Here it is. Sad ball. Driven out to right field. It's going to stay in the yard as the catch is made by Ayubi. And there's two down in the 10th. And that'll bring up Jeremy Cabrera. So Matt McShane one out away from closing down this contest on a Wednesday night. As Cabrera swings and misses. McShane, 93, misses out of the zone. The win for Salem would move their record to 7-10 on the season. As the pitch is fouled back to the screen, count goes to 1-2. If Hickory cannot come back in this game, their record would fall to 8-9 on the season. And they would fall to 0-2 in this series against Salem. So McShane has the sign, holds it at the belt. The pitch. Cabrera lifts that out into right field. Is it going to get down? No, it will not. As Karim Ayubi makes the catch, and that's your ball game. A 4-0 win in extras for the Salem Red Sox. We'll be back in just a bit for the Black Tie Transportation postgame show when we return on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
It's now time for the Black Tie Transportation Crawdads postgame show, where we take a look back at tonight's game and get you ready for the next Crawdads broadcast. Let's go to the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network.
And we welcome you into the Black Tie Transportation postgame show on this Wednesday night, where the Llamas de Hickory, playing for the second time as their Copa identity for 2025, would send this game into the 10th inning in a scoreless stalemate, as Salem got significant pitching performances by their starter tonight, Brandon Clark, and then they got Shea Sprague to put together a very good outing. So he went 5 1/3 innings with 6 strikeouts. He would not factor in the win, as that would go to Matt McShane, who goes to 3-0 on the season as Salem wins 4-0 tonight to take a 2-0 lead in the series and move their record to 7-10 on this young season. It's the final tonight, 4-0 in favor of the Salem Red Sox, as they would out-hit this Llamas de Hickory Club 6-4 tonight. And everything that happened in the ninth inning, or in the 10th inning, I should say, would be the difference between clubs that win games like this and clubs that don't. As Starlin Nunez was the inherited runner at second, a ground ball out to short was bobbled by Esteban Mejia off the bat of Nathaniel Uten. Nunez got to third. There's runners at the corners, and then there was a walk that scored, or that loaded the bases, as Karim Ayoubi got the free pass. And that brought up Franklin Arias. Arias got an RBI single, 1-0, kept the bases loaded. Yoelin Cespedes got a double that scored 2 runs. That made it 3-0, and then Freyle Encarnacion got an RBI single to plate the 4th run of the 10th inning, and that was pretty much all she wrote, as Salem would score 4 times in that top of the 10th inning. And then, of course, Matt McShane, who came on to get the final out of the 9th inning, would pitch a clean 10th inning, as they would win 4-0 and take the first 2 games of this series. For the Crawdads, they got, in this game, some great pitching. Jabril Easley was very good in this contest. Brock Porter, very solid. Dalton Pence, Eric Loomis. 9 innings, about everything that you could possibly ask for out of this club. But the 10th inning was the undoing for the Llamas de Hickory this evening. When we come back on the other side of the break, we'll take a look at scores from around Major League Baseball. We'll take a look at scores from around the Carolina League. And we'll put a bow on this Wednesday night. 4-0 win in extras for Salem. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
Final segment of the Black Tie Transportation post-game show on this Wednesday night here from the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast location. As we do have another final in Major League Baseball that we were keeping an eye on tonight, the Seattle Mariners in Fenway Park, they beat the Boston Red Sox 8-5. Earlier today, the Atlanta Braves beat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-1, and then starting up in literally inside of 5 minutes from now, the Texas Rangers will be playing the Athletics out in West Sacramento. So we had two postponements today, Kannapolis and Myrtle Beach. They're going to play a double dip tomorrow. Carolina and Columbia, they got washed out. They're going to play doubleheader on Friday. The games that did take place earlier today, the Charleston River Dogs beat Fredericksburg 6-2. Lynchburg beat Fayetteville 9-7. And then the other game, Augusta beat Delmarva 6-2 tonight in Salisbury, Maryland. But from here at LP Franz Stadium, it was a 4-0 win for the Salem Red Sox as they move their record to 7-10 on the year. The Crawdads fall below 500 as they go to 8-9 on the season. It's tomorrow. It'll look a little something like this. Caden Scarborough is going to get the ball for the Hickory Crawdads, as it'll be Scarborough taking on Devin Futrell. Young man out of the state of Florida coming in with no record will face off against Caden Scarborough. That'll be a 7 o'clock first pitch tomorrow night. We'll be on the air at 6:45 here on HickoryCrawdads.com for the audio stream, and then, of course, MILB.TV, as well as the Bally Live app is where you can find us for the video component of our action. So as we depart this evening, a 4-0 win for Salem as they've taken two out of the six games in this week-long series. Game three will be tomorrow. We hope to see you here. Until then, for Douglas LoCascio, Ashley Salinas, and Robbie Walls, this is Brian Rushing. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Hickory Crawdads Broadcast Network. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
We thank you for listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, Black Tie Transportation, and Sunbelt Rentals. We hope to see you next time on the Crawdads Radio Network.
In the cool Catawba River mist, there's excitement in the air.
From Lake Hickory shores across Unifor, it's spreading everywhere. From the young folks to the old folks, it's a feeling they can't hide. Since the crawdads came to Hickory, this whole town's filled with pride. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad baseball, Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. There's an old rebel spirit in every part of France Stadium. So let's stand and cheer, cause the dads are here and the fight has just begun. And to those who should oppose us, well, let them know this law. When you tangle with a crawdad, you're gonna feel the claw. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad's baseball, Hickory's own number. Fun. Join your friends and family. The good times have just begun.